The Jay Thomas Show podcast is coming up here in a second, brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, multiple locations. I've been a customer now for years. I want to talk to Hot Tub Vinny. He's here with me. Hot tubs, hot spring, hot tub. I love mine. I've had mine now, I think, 5 years. I use it, Vinny, all the time. I cannot believe the difference. My muscles, my attitude. And we are what I consider coming into real hot tub season. I use mine all year round, but man, on a cold fall night, even in the winter when it's 20 below, I'm in mine, no problems. I love it. Tell us why a hot tub is so good for your health.
Well, it's hot. Anytime you're in heat, your body responds well, circulation increases. And when that happens, a lot of good things are happening. That's why we say every day made better. When you sit in hot water, you're physically better below the water. You're mentally better above the water. Kids back to school, get one. And you're relationally better beyond the water. And it's because of what hot heat does to the body. And you're submersed in it. And it is fantastic this time of year and 365 days a year, no doubt about it.
The technology that hot springs, hot tubs, what they have is unbelievable. I barely have to do anything to mine. And I'll tell you what, when it comes to energy efficiency, I tell this to people all the time, and they kind of like, no, come on. The difference in our electric bill is just a couple dollars a month. That's how these things are specifically made. Hot springs, hot tubs are made for our cold weather climate. I love them. Folks, go to Hot Spring Spas. Check them out. You can even test drive one in the store. Where are you located, Vinny?
We're located in West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
There you go. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You will not be disappointed. Now, the Jay Thomas Show podcast.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Ronnie, we're only hours away from the State of the Union address. I can't wait.
Oh, please.
Just going to say, have you got your snacks for the State of the Union?
I will not be watching. I have, well, I might check to see if I can see Hannon in there. Scott Hannon was Kramer's invite because of all the years that, you know, they've been doing the talk radio thing together.
Yeah. It was interesting to see that. I mean, now I can say I personally know somebody who's been to the State of the Union address.
Well, knock that off your bucket list.
All right. See, now, if we were smart, we could have put together a bingo card. You had all these Trumpism phrases, like nobody's ever seen anything like it.
Yeah,
tariffs, you know, all this different stuff that'll probably get said during the State of the Union.
This just isn't up my alley, because basically everything the president's going to say tonight, we hear it in every single speech he gives. I know a lot of people are into it, and that's your thing. Like, I'm into cars and everything, you know, people aren't into that. But point is, I do want to watch the beginning to watch the crazy lunatic meltdowns. Let's see just how bad it gets this year. Al Green, remember him last year with shaking his cane?
Yeah, not the singer.
And they told him, you know what, pal, get the hell out of here. And kudos for booting him out.
Yeah.
What is it, like 50 as of now, 50 Dem aren't going to show up? Big deal. So what?
Yeah.
I have never seen a political party in my life so miserable. And even when Biden was in office, I wasn't as close to being as miserable as these people are.
Yeah, and what was
I
could care.
I got better things to waste my time on.
And what was
be miserable over politicians?
I remember Marjorie Taylor Greene kind of said something, and then there was somebody else that said, like, you lied or something like that. That was pretty much all I remember. Mm-hmm. There wasn't wholesale being whiny little bees shaking your cane. And
I mean, this is, you know, I know the wife, you know, this is her thing. So she'll be, she'll try to stay up and watch it. I know it's 8 o'clock. By the way, if you're listening on AM 1100, The Flag here in the East, or 1090, The Flag out in central western, or I should say western North Dakota, we will carry this. The State of the Union address, I don't, I, th-
I don't know if we're taking it rated 8 or if we're taking it a little bit before, but we'll do the commentary from Fox News. So
yeah, I know they
here
provide,
on 970, we're business as usual over here.
I know they provide anchored coverage usually a little bit before. Yeah.
I believe we're taking it at 8 o'clock. JT, okay. JT, email me if you're listening so I can get it right. But I know we are carrying it on our flag stations tonight, and understandably so, because those are, you know, political stations. All right, welcome to Jay Thomas. Ronnie, good to have you back. Ronnie, of course, wasn't here yesterday because he was stuck in Mexico. Finally got out and got a flight. No, he wasn't. He wasn't.
Well, ironically, I mean, I've seen is them post on Facebook, so that's the only reason I knew.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know a couple who went down there, and I don't know what their current status is, but we know there was a couple from Bismarck and some other places who emailed that said they're
probably
waiting.
Probably a ton of people from within the listening area that are down in Mexico. Yeah. Tons of, you know, spring break, isn't it? Or no, it's not spring. Is it spring break? I don't know what spring break is.
Not quite yet.
Well, I saw them interviewing college kids down there.
Well,
I think they said
planning
they were
of the trips.
Oh, I thought they were down there and they were interviewing.
I don't think they're doing spring break quite yet.
That's why I just stay in the United States of America, okay? Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of nice warm places you can go here. Florida, Arizona, Southern Texas.
Well, and I saw the Department of Homeland Security and State Department put out posts yesterday claiming, you know, there are some safer areas and then there are some areas that this violence, particularly
I
in
wouldn't.
Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah, there's no thank you. You know, beautiful country, but with all this chaos going on with these cartels, no thank you. I will vacation in the wonderful United States of America.
Well, and there's
go sit on the beach with my toes in the sand looking at the Gulf of America and on St. Pete's Beach.
Yeah, and there's periodic, I mean, this made the news because of the way in which it was responded to. They took out a major member of the Jalisco cartel.
And I believe that was the biggest, most deadliest cartel down there. He was hanging out with one of his girlfriends in a cabin somewhere and they got him.
But it it does, there is periodic violence down there. I mean, having gone down there, I think it was about 7 years ago now. Seeing armed Mexicali police on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
There was a cabin aboard a yacht that was bombed while we were down there. And no, I don't believe anyone was hurt in that.
No, I know a lot of people say you go to Mexico and say the cartels are not going to mess around with the resorts because that's a lot of money coming in for the country. But still, again, perception is reality.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are going, yeah, I think I'll just back away. All right, 701-293-9000. That's how you get on this program through our Thor Building Studio Line Post Frame Construction for ag, commercial, and residential as well. Thad and crew will take care of you. Start to finish. There's never a step in that process where they're not there for you. Get a hold of the crew at ThorBuildings.com. Email us anytime, studio@wdayradionow.com. Our Red Wing Shoes Studio inbox, 3003 Main Avenue, Fargo, open 7 days a week. Teresa and the crew. They'll get your feet taken care of, those fantastic Red Wing, either it's boots, shoes, whatever you need, work, pleasure, hiking. I love my Red Wing boots, love them. Also got the custom fit orthotics, the accessories, and also I do boot repair for you. Open Sundays now from noon to 4. All right, what do we got on the program today? We got to talk more about the United States gold medal winning hockey team. The crap that this team is getting from people that are just absolutely live their lives in misery, just can't come together on anything. It's, you know, and this hockey team, kudos to these guys for going, you know what, I don't care. Get online, cry all you want. You know what, we're proud to be Americans. We're going to sing the national anthem. We're going to go see the president. Yeah, we took a call from him. We're excited. If you don't like it, go pound sand. I love it. I love this attitude.
Yeah.
We need this attitude.
Yeah, apparently flag waving and patriotism
is
now white supremacy.
It's toxic masculinity. How dare Cash Patel? How dare he chug a beer in the locker room? Is he over there on taxpayers' money? It's just pathetic.
Even though,
and all you miserable SOBs, go away.
Yeah.
Because your vision of America ain't going to happen. You're so out of touch with reality. And more Americans are going, would you, you know what, with the racism and the masculine or the toxic masculine, we're all, go away.
Yeah.
Just go away. You're becoming, or you are so irrelevant. Now, I know people go, well, midterms, wait till you see, we're going to turn it all around. I don't care. Even if you change it around in the midterms and the Dems, the point is, you live in a fantasy world. The world that you want is just not going to, America's not going to go for it. They're not going for it. More and more waking up. I don't care what polls say. I don't care what the talking heads say. I mean, people don't want this ridiculous, unbelievable utopia that they're dreaming of, where men can get pregnant, men should be in locker rooms, and you shouldn't fly the American flag, and you shouldn't sing the anthem.
Use your choice of six different pronouns.
Exactly.
And
you should have 8 million letters in whatever organ. I mean, come on. Enough's enough. What else are we going to hit this afternoon? Oh, boy, there's another problem with school lunches in North Dakota. This doesn't have to do with the free lunches. This is another problem that's popping up. So we're going to talk about that this afternoon.
Hmm.
Fargo Airport wants to expand where you can have alcohol in the airport. We're going to talk about that. I'm all for it. We're going to talk about that. We got all kinds of cool stuff.
Welcome to Miller Airlines. Fly the frothy skies. I got the ad campaign right there.
You got it already written. Jay, can you ask Ronnie what he thinks about the Canadian curling controversy since he's a curler? What controversy is there now about curling?
Well, I think it's...
Can we just have something in this country that doesn't turn into a controversy?
I think it's the same thing. I think it was... what they call illegal touching
touching the rock.
Yeah, touching the rock.
That thing's still being talked about?
I guess.
Who touched the rock?
I believe it was the Canadian team in a match.
Oh, no.
Well, and here's the other thing. You know, if you're Team Canada, both of those teams, the men's and women's, played their hearts out. I mean, can't we just respect the game? Both of the teams played exceptionally well, and one had to be a loser or second place. One had to be a winner, gold medal.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Well, yes, I get that. But, I mean, I just appreciate the style of play. The two countries have a friendly but... good rivalry. Yeah.
You know, we do
this and call it a day.
Do the sports get away and now people again losing, especially over the American, especially over the men's and women too. Women aren't getting any controversy, but the men's hockey team, of course, because they accepted a call from Trump in a locker room and they accepted the invite to the State of the Union. So now these people are just horrible and it's toxic masculinity and.
To take a phrase out of your pocketbook, shut the hell up.
The reason the women turned the invite down is they had other things on the schedule.
That's what they said. Like the girls all have and maybe they do
PWHL games. A lot of them play in the professional women's hockey league.
Same thing with the men's hockey team.
NHL starts competition I think Thursday again.
My question is, and this is like, I had to just shut down Facebook for the day. I couldn't get on Facebook without every other, we'll call it an ad, of these left-wing lunatics
just scroll past it.
Just up in arms over Kash Patel in the locker room.
Who cares?
Is your life that miserable?
It is. They're miserable.
You have nothing better to worry about, celebrate?
Here's the thing. Remember, Barack Obama was in the locker room for the Olympics for the basketball win.
Yeah, Team USA, the dream.
Didn't he also send Biden to one of the locker rooms? The point is, this is no big deal.
It's been done before. Yeah.
You're right. Quit being so miserable. Go have a beer, a Coca-Cola, whatever it is, and get off the interweb. I mean, you got people. And look, there's people on the right to do the same thing. They'll just sit there and just pissed about everything. Right. Oh, my God. It's like, come on. Turn it off. You are causing yourself ulcers, health problems, misery, over politicians, over people that don't know you. They don't care. They don't care. And you are ruining friendships and your health and your life. I mean, come on. Go enjoy life. The guys and gals, both hockey teams, win gold. The men, first time in 46 years.
That's right.
And we're going to turn it into politics and be upset. Don Lemon, somebody please lock that guy up, too. He's out there just having a fit over Patel and these hockey players. It's like, come on, lighten up, go enjoy life. I can't enjoy life because Trump is ruining it. Patel is in a locker room. Holy smokes.
Can you imagine?
Wow, how do you make it through life that miserable?
I was just going to say, can you imagine living with that person in the same household? I'll give you a good example. So,
hang on, callers.
One of my best friend, I've known him since 7 years old, and I used to date his wife when I was 16, and realized that she's not for me.
Okay.
And now she's turned into, and she never used to be, but she's turned in because she's a professor now. Turned into a left-wing lunatic. And
blue hair? Got the colored hair?
Not yet.
Okay.
And my best friend, who was like, he's the most mellow dude. I was talking to him on the phone the other day. We're planning a golf trip. Mm-hmm. And he starts going on about how awful Trump is. And he's like Hitler. I'm like, dude,
where are you getting this from?
He goes, well, this is how it started in Germany.
Get off the internet.
I told him, I said, you've been around your wife too long. You need a vacation.
Get off. I got friends that are Democrats. They're not left.
That's fine.
They're not crazy left. They're Democrat. And even they're like, this is unbelievable what is happening to my party. And it's like, well, good. I'm glad that you brought that up. Now we're done talking about it. Okay. It's just like, look, I get for people that politics, that's their game. That's their thing. I get that. I just don't understand how people can allow it to ruin their lives. Ruin friendships, it causes health problems. You're constantly, and look, there's people on the right, don't get me wrong, if you're a Democrat, this is program, there's people, same thing on the right. When Biden was in office, it was just nonstop. It's like, take a break and just go enjoy life. Go enjoy life. Get off social media.
Well, and most of the stuff, quite frankly,
man,
I can laugh off. But when you are calling the team that won a gold medal in the Olympics misogynistic because they took a phone call, bent.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. We're laughing at you. We're all laughing at you. You just don't know it. I got to talk about this Kevin Wallivan story. I don't know if you guys caught this or not. It's fantastic regarding an old gun from the 1800s. You see this?
No.
Oh, this is a great story. Let me talk to Mike. Mike, you're first up this afternoon, Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, Jay. Yeah. I tell you, I have the U.S. hockey team. Mm-hmm. I haven't cheered this much since the Chicago Cubs won the World Series.
Yes!
Oh, wow.
I mean, absolutely, you know?
I haven't cheered this much since the Vikings won the Super Bowl. Oh, wait, that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Hey, these Democrats, they act like a bunch of spoiled children. I didn't get my way, so I'm going to go to my room and pout.
Hold on a second. Hang on. I'm going to stop you right there. Don't say Democrat, and I'll tell you why. Because there's a lot of Democrats out there that aren't like, it's the extreme left. That's who it is. They've been hijacked. There's, like I said, there's people out there, Democrats, that don't like what's going on. It's the extreme left nut jobs. They've hijacked it.
I wish those guys would stand up these guys that are acting like idiots.
I'm with you.
Hey, enough already.
I'm with you 100%. Somebody's got to stand up to these. The only one that's standing up, did you ever have this one on your bingo card? Fetterman.
He makes sense.
Of all people, this guy makes more sense than any of these other guys put together.
Yeah. Remember, he came on the scene. Everybody, everybody's like, oh, my, this guy's a nut job. He's got no respect. He's wearing Carhartt to the Capitol, basketball shorts. Now the folks on the right are like, love this guy. We don't care if he's wearing, but he's got common sense. I can't believe I'm saying that, but he does.
He's trying to save the Democrat Party.
Exactly. Exactly.
And somehow or another, he's brought a knife to a gunfight.
Well, yes, he has, but I think he's a big enough guy where he can wield that knife and possibly win that fight. If more people would back him and just say, you know what, John, you're the guy that's going to save our party from this hijacking and this craziness that's taking it over, maybe more will start standing in his corner and man up and fight with him. All right, it's 2:24. I got to tell you a story, but we got to get to weather. All right, do you have to go right away? I see you're dressed for the gym.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, I didn't get a workout in yesterday, so I got to go today.
Oh, my God.
I can stick around if you want.
All right, so let me tell you, how much time do I got, Ronnie?
Probably about 3 minutes.
Okay, perfect. So I'll do this, and then we'll come back, take phone calls. We get the weather out of the way, and then the emails rolling in. Kevin Walvin always has great, I don't know where he digs these stories up. So there's a family with deep roots in Moorhead being praised for its gift of a rare historic artifact to the Historical and Cultural Society of Clay County. Ready for this? I would never, if this was in our family, I would never give this up. So kudos to the Kiefer family. An 1863 Colt revolver.
Ooh.
It was used in a gunfight during Moorhead's earliest days. And because of this gun and this gunfight, that's basically what took Moorhead out of being a Wild West gambling gunslinging town into a law town.
Wow.
The revolver has been in the hands of the Kiefer family for nearly 150 years. It's beautiful.
Still in good condition.
Man. Yeah, it's not bad.
Wow.
April 1872, they say, is an event that changed Moorhead forever, involved this gun. Shang Staton got into an argument and shot fellow gambler Slim Jim Shumway on a dusty Moorhead road not far from where the capital of the, or where the city hall sits today in Moorhead. It's been in the family continuously from 1878 until February of 2026. That's according to Jim Kiefer. So his family donates this historic piece to the museum. Our conversation was, I don't want to own it. And Ray said, I don't want to own it either.
Whoa.
And that led to this vision. And every journey starts with a vision, Jim Kiefer said of his conversation with his cousin Ray. It's been in the family since 1878 when great-grandfather Jacob Kiefer, then Moorhead mayor, received it as a souvenir. Jacob's great-granddaughter, Katie Kiefer, has spent years researching this revolver. This gun was our dad's pride and joy, and if he met anyone, he would ask, have you seen my gun? Have you seen pictures of my gun? Can I tell you about my gun? And my mom called the gun the damn Colt.
Wow.
At the time of the shooting, there were no police or sheriff or marshals in Moorhead. There was no county attorney or judge.
A lawless town.
That's what it was. The 10-city-turned-river-town rallied and appointed respected community members to help prosecute this shooting of Slim Jim Shumway. And that's what's made it or started Moorhead as an official city.
And they want to get rid of the gun.
It's the holy grail of Clay County artifacts, says the, what's the gentleman's name? Marcus Kruger, Clay County historian. So here's my question when we come back. Wait, weather from Dean. I want to know, do you still have in your possession something from your childhood? Or does your family or you, do you have a family heirloom? I would never give that thing up. Think about that. I've got one. 701-293-9000. I mean, there's no way I'd give that up. All right, Dean's weather and your calls. Think about it. Do you have in your possession something from your childhood, or does your family have a family heirloom? Your call's next. Jay Thomas Show and weather. Yeah, if you go to inforum.com or WDAY TV, their pages, you'll see Kevin Walden's story and pictures of this Colt. Holy smokes, it's nice, man. I mean, it's not mint condition. Dean, let me see if I can find it for it. Right, there it is right there.
Whoa.
Just think of it, instead of Tombstone, if it was Moorhead.
Sounds like Moorhead was just as bad.
Pretty
as
lawless, yeah.
Back then, man.
Where was Wyatt Earp when you needed him, you know?
That is cool looking.
31 caliber Colt pocket revolver.
Wow.
And the family... So you understand, Dean, they're not selling it. They have donated it to the Clay County Museum. That's fantastic.
Curious to see what that would be worth. If that was
well, I've got one of my gun guys now messaging me. He just told me, he said,
If they have a verification letter from Colt, it would greatly increase its value. I'm just curious what the value of this thing would be. Not that it matters to the family.
A couple hundred thousand?
Oh, I don't think it would be that much. I don't know. I don't.
The only way I could see it being that much is if they could prove that it was carried by like somebody, like a Civil War sidearm, or it was used.
Yeah, or some famous outlaw from back in the day.
Yeah, like this is Jesse James' revolver, something like that.
Although, I don't know, Shang Staten, if he shoots up fellow gambler Slim Jim Shumway, maybe he was an outlaw, man.
Now, is that where Step Into a Slim Jim came from?
That would be Snap Into a Slim Jim.
Okay, all right.
701-293-9000. All right, I got full phone lines. You want to do that, or do you want to do weather?
Let's do weather. I got to get to the gym,
man. All right,
man.
Then we'll take the calls. Hang on, folks.
Well, I'll tell you what. The rest of the day, we're looking at a lot of clouds. We'll start to break those clouds up overnight tonight. Winds will die down. We'll drop down about 0.5 above. Tomorrow, a little more sunshine, lighter winds, temps in the teens, a little warmer out west with temperatures in the 20s. Now, as we head into the end of the week, we're looking at highs in the 30s here in the valley and into Lakes Country. Out west, they'll be approaching 50 out around Watford, Williston. So some nice mild weather out west. Weekend does cool down again. Another Arctic air mass moves in with temps from the teens and 20s out west. We'll be about single digits to 10 above Saturday, warming up Sunday. Really no precip in the forecast. There is a little light snow coming into the western part of the state on Sunday, it looks like. Next week, a couple of chances for snow, one coming in around Tuesday, and then we start to get into the pattern that we had between middle of December through that first week in January, where we saw a couple of storms roll through here with snow. That'll be the same pattern that comes through here the first half of March, and then mid-March onward, that's when we start to see a ridge build in, and we start to warm things up above
normal. Perfect, because I come back from Vegas on the 14th. And that's about when it starts.
We'll start. It'll be shortly after that we start to warm up.
All right. Weather brought to you by Movie Team 6. All right. What do you got? What do you got? Heirloom? Family heirloom in your family? Anything from your leftover from your childhood?
From my childhood.
That you hung on to.
I've got my little baptismal whatever vest or whatever thing you wear. Got that. From my younger years, I've got cassettes and albums that are packed away in mint condition. And then my sister didn't want it, so my mom gave me her complete silverware set, 100% silver.
Oh, dude.
That's packed away in a box, and I'm keeping that.
With the price of silver right now.
Right.
Ronnie, how about you?
Only thing I can think of is I've got when the space shuttle was just coming out, I've got a full stamp set, postage stamp set. Yeah.
From your childhood.
From my childhood. I mean, I can't think of really anything else.
From my childhood, before we get to the calls, for childhood, I have an old Disney book, and I can't remember if it was Donald or who it was, but my mom used to read it to me. I have that. It's from the 60s, I think. And then I have my Rat Invasion of Your Privacy cassette in great shape. I think that's all I have in my possession from my childhood or my teen years. Heirlooms, I've got two of my great-grandfather's guns. I've got a rifle and a shotgun, and they are in beautiful shape. And this was my grandfather's. They were my great-grandfather's.
Oh, wow.
That's like, cool.
A couple of years back, my mom's, her husband had passed away, and she said, I want you to take these. These were your great-grandfather. He gave them to my father, and I'm giving them to you. And they are in beautiful shape. One's got a little bit of bluing off of it. And I remember Squatch from Squatch's Gun Shack, when I asked him, do I get this thing reblued? He's like, just leave them alone. Don't touch them.
You're going to pass those down to your son?
Those will go to the boys, yeah. Okay. The boys will get those. All right, 701-293-9000. Thanks, Dino. Matt, you're first up. Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, how's it going, brother?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, unfortunately, my old man wasn't a gun owner, but I did get, when he died, I went and got it, and it was given to him from his dad, but it's an old baseball glove.
Oh, very cool.
This thing has got to be from like 1900, because it's the old three-finger style with the little small netting. And
wow. What kind of shape is it in?
Oh, it's still in good shape. I keep it wrapped up with a ball in the netting.
Oh, no, there you
go. I keep it kind of in my closet so it doesn't get, you know, faded and that kind of stuff. But it's still flexible. It's not dry rotted or nothing.
What, dude? Yeah, as long as you keep it out of the sunlight. And boy, I'd get a really nice display box for that thing, specially treated glass or plastic. I'd display that thing, dude.
Yeah, it was really the only thing I really wanted from my dad when he died was that glove.
that's really cool. I love it. Thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call. 701-293-9000. Tim, you're up. Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, my great-grandfather came here from Norway in 1888, and he picked up a rifle, and my uncle last spring, his kids didn't want it, so then he asked me if I wanted it, and I didn't even have to think twice.
Yeah. What
it's a 2520 lever action. It's pretty cool. I got my brother, my sister, my grandnephews, and my nephews all over, and we went out and shot it. And when you eject the shells come straight off the top of the rifle.
Off the top or out of the top, huh?
Out of the top, yep. And yeah, it was kind of hard for me to find shells for it, but I did find them. And yeah, I shot it, and I always needed a gun safe.
Yeah.
Well, after I got that, that kind of pushed me over the edge, and I finally got myself a gun safe.
Yeah, I've got the two my mom gave me. One, the 22 is an octagonal barrel on it. It's a Winchester lever action, and then the other one is a 12 gauge, and man, it's got a long barrel on it. And they're old, but they're in beautiful shape. They're just gorgeous. Stunning guns.
This is also, it's a Winchester with the octagon barrel, and it always hung in my grandparents' bathroom, and my grandfather always, don't mess with that rifle. Well, and when you're little, you know, grandpa and grandma ain't around,
Yeah, just don't get caught, right? Tim, appreciate the phone call, 701-293-9000. You still have in your possession something from your childhood. Or does your family have like a family heirloom? It can be anything. It doesn't have to be rifles or firearms. 701. And the reason we're talking about this is Kevin Wallivan last night. Great story out of Moorhead. This family has this 1863 Colt revolver, the Kiefer family. It's been in their family for nearly 150 years, and they've donated it to the Clay County, to the Historic and Cultural Society of Clay County, and it's got a killer. So it's basically the gun that turned Moorhead from a gunslinger gambling, out of law's reach town into an actual town that ended up with a sheriff and in law. And it's a great story.
The interesting part about you bringing this up is I was watching two episodes back-to-back of Antiques Roadshow last night. There was a guy on there that had, and I can't remember now the story about how he got it, but an original drawing that did become the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comics.
Ooh.
He had the original, like, kind of drawing that started it all. The guy valued that at $75,000.
Isn't that nuts? Hey, Jerry Dilworth, Jay Thomas Show.
Okay, now my dad worked for the same company, but it had different names. It was Glenn L. Martin, okay. Martin Marietta. Now it's Lockheed Martin. My dad was a flight test engineer for them. So I have all the photographs from the 50s. He was the engineer that fueled the Vanguard.
Jeez.
And I have the original photographs from all that. In fact, one of them was in Life magazine.
How cool is that?
What
kind of shape are the photos in?
Oh, they're like pristine.
Wow.
I keep them very. Then I had, Dad always got to know the photographers very well. So then I have of the Persian missile, the Sprint missile, which I donated those to the RSL Museum up between Cavalier and Langdon.
Yeah.
That guy just went nuts. I mean, I had a box full of these. And I have some. The last missile my dad worked on was the Patriot.
Holy smokes, man. Your dad had quite a career.
He was worked for him for almost 50 years.
That's nuts.
And he was, I mean, and I have boxes of photographs. And some of these were classified in the 70s.
Sure.
So I'm sure they're not classified now. But there's the missiles he worked on were on, and I have. There was some where he worked on one that was called the Copperhead, and they drove it down the barrel of the tank from 20 miles away.
Oh, man.
I mean, and I have, you know, and back then in the early, this was in 69, 70, they had, they didn't have the photograph they do now, so it's like stop action. And you just, one 8x10 color glossy right after another one.
That's amazing.
I have boxes of those.
Yeah, hang on to them, man. Jerry, appreciate the phone call, 701-293-9000. Christian, you're next. Jay Thomas Show.
Let me tell you a quick story about the mob in the 50s in Fargo-Moorhead. My dad had ran a construction company. Last three letters of the construction company were B-O-E. Okay, that's important to the story.
Okay.
B-O-E. Well, they were going to start doing concrete foundations instead of wood. So they needed to buy concrete. And I don't think I have to tell you who ran the concrete business in the 50s. They came to my father with a gift. They said, "We know you smoke cigars and you enjoy cigars. Here's a nice bronze ashtray on here with a cement truck with our company name on it and your company name on it. And if you accept this, we will become partners with you." Well,
no, if you accept, you will accept this and we will become partners.
Well, he thought about it for a couple seconds and he looked at the mixer on the bronze ashtray.
Yeah.
It's a cement mixer, an image of a cement mixer.
Yeah.
The name, our name is spelled incorrectly. The E at the end is missing. And he refused. And he couldn't get concrete anymore. So his
who was the mobster? That's before my time. Who was running concrete for the mob back then?
Who knows?
I don't have the mob.
I don't know that the mob knows the guy's names.
It's probably Hoffa.
But there was only one Concrete Brothers. There's only one company left standing after the 50s, and that was Coast Brothers.
Coast, and of course, Coast is still around. You still have that, you still have that ashtray.
And Ide Company is still around. They turned.
You still have that. You still have that ashtray, right?
Oh yeah, I gave it. My sister has it. She's the oldest child, and she ran executed the estate when my parents died. So she has it.
That is a cool artifact right there, Christian. Appreciate the phone call. 701-293-9000. I got 1 minute here before we got to go to a break. Santa, Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, Jay, I ain't got anything fancy like antique guns or historical pictures.
Doesn't matter.
What I do have is when I was a kid, I had this really warm, comfortable blanket since I was 5 years old, and I still have that blanket. I have it put up, though, because last time I washed it about 22 years ago, it started falling apart. So
yeah.
After I washed it, I packed it up and put it away.
Is there anything on the blanket, like pictures or anything, or is it just a solid-colored blanket?
It's a solid blue knitted blanket, and that, no matter how cold it got, that blanket could keep you warm no matter what.
So that doesn't matter. That's a piece of something you still possess from your childhood. That's what we're looking for, that or family heirloom. Sam, appreciate the phone call. Paul, Jay Thomas Show.
I just have a couple of things to say about, well, what I have is my Stevens 22 from my dad. My dad, he was in World War II. He would have been 117 years old, 115 years old. He got it when he was 11 years old.
How about that?
And I still shoot it. It's a rolling block Stevens Model 11, and I've got a Winchester 2535 94 that ejects out the top. That's what 94 Winchester 94s eject out the top. Marlins eject out the side because they had a better design. But anyway, that guy with the pictures, that was amazing.
That's cool.
Guy, he could sell those. Hey, and I also have my lunchbox from when I was in an elementary school, wagon train.
Oh my God! You still got the thermos with it?
Almost mint. No, that broke.
Yeah, they usually the thermos. Paul, appreciate it. I got to try to get through everybody here before top of that. The thermos is usually broke. So if you've got your lunchbox with the thermos still intact, you're fortunate. Mark, Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up, Mark?
I got a grandfather clock from the 1880s to my great grandfather.
Oh.
And from my, yep, and it still works. And not only that, I also have a 1966 Mustang from my grandfather that won it on a $2 raffle ticket in Las Vegas at a convention.
No kidding? What kind of shape's the Mustang in? Forget the clock. Tell me about the Mustang.
It's in great shape. I drove it in high school because my grandma's knees went out.
Yeah.
So I got to drive that to high school. That's my high school car. It still runs and drives today, and I have it here in West Fargo.
What kind of shape is it? I mean, is it in good shape body-wise, mechanically?
Fairly, yeah. Well, it sat for 37 years, and me and my sister's, or it'd be my brother-in-law, we went and refurbished a lot of stuff, cut the rust out of it, went through the engine and stuff like that,
hey,
and everything.
Listen, Mark, I'm serious, man. You should send me pictures of that and contact information. I'd love to do a segment on rides. We're going to start filming the new season in March, and that's the stuff we're looking for, something that's got a great story, and that has a great story to it.
Yeah. I'm currently, I mean, I love that car. I had it in high school, that's all.
Send me the information, man. Email it to me, dude. I'm serious, and I'll get in contact with you. All right, callers, hang on. I'll get to you in a second here. I got so many emails to get to, 701-293-9000. We'll get to some hard-hitting topics at some point this afternoon. Jay Thomas Show. Boy, before I get to the emails and back to the calls, family heirloom, something you have or something you still possess from your childhood. I gotta. This Mom Donnie, this guy, New York. I mean, we don't live in New York City. I get that, but
comrade,
this
Mom
guy
Donnie
is just an absolute knob, man. I mean, again, this is, well, you can't have ID to vote. That's racist. Oh, you need an ID, by the way, to shovel in New York City. And they're paying
a social security number.
And they're paying them $30 an hour, and here's what's happening. So people are showing up, get their shovel, and then they're not even shoveling. They're going home. They're not even shoveling. They're going home and collecting their $30 an hour, not to mention that they're attacking police with snowballs as well. This guy is going to run New York City right into the ground, and it's going to go quicker, I think, than most people thought.
Yeah.
And I want to see it. Maybe that way people wake up and realize this crap don't work.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I think he's just received his FAFO card in the mail.
I think he has. Yeah. Exactly. All right. Let's go down to Horace. Kevin, you're up. Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, I've got my grandfather's boxing glove from World War I when he was in the service.
Boxing glove? What kind of shape is it in?
Yeah, they're not the best show. They're like I said, from 1917.
Yeah, but still, how cool is that?
His nickname in the service was Cannonball.
Was what, Cannonball?
Yeah, his nickname was Cannonball. He was a lumberjack before he went into service, so he was older than most of the guys through there. And he liked to box back and forth through there. And the story goes, when he was in the ring, one of the guys were getting a little rough on him, so he got a little TO'd and came up with an uppercut. Took the guy's feet off the ground and laid him out cold.
Well,
he found out afterwards it was a camp champ he just knocked out.
Well, he was a lumberjack. I think that kind of helps when it comes to strength and stamina.
All I'm imagining is the brawny guy coming at me with a fist. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah, no kidding. You know, wow. There was no chainsaws back in them. It was all handsaw.
Yes, it was. Yep, and it was brute strength that got those trees down. That's the only way you did it back then. That's all. You got them on display, yep, or you got them tucked away?
Well, I got them hanging up in the hallway.
That's awesome, man. That's a very cool family heirloom. Thanks, Kev. Appreciate it. 701-293-9000. Let's see. Jay, our family, it would be our classic cars, our 50 Plymouth convertible. That's cool. Get vehicles handed. I like that Mustang story, too, man. Let's see. Another email. If I can get these emails. There we go. Jay, my grandparents immigrated from Norway early 1900s. I am the proud owner of their China hutch that they brought back. It's two pieces, still original stain and glass. It's a beauty. My parents got it, and it was passed down to me and will be passed down to one of my girls.
Some of that old furniture is worth a fortune, too.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Hey, on callers. Jay, I have my grandmother's vase that her mom owned. It dates back to 1896 from Germany. I had it appraised and was told it's worth about $700, give or take. Awesome piece of memory for me. I keep it stored in a winter hat. And another winter hat. Thought I'd share a pic. There's a pic of it. Yeah, that's a beautiful vase. It's cool what families have for heirlooms. Let's see. Jay inherited the old Remington model 514 22 caliber rifle from the farm days. Handles 22 shorts, longs, and long rifle ammo. It was produced in the early 50s. Let's see. Jay, do you remember that Elf's TV show? Real name is Gordon Shumway. I never watched that show. Jay, my dad gave me his father's belt and buckle as a heirloom after sitting in a drawer for 40 years. I embedded my grandpa's buckle into a larger silver dollar belt buckle with two-part epoxy, gave the buckle and a new belt etched to his son, never forgets, to my dad for Father's Day. He wears it proudly every day as an heirloom from both his dad's son. That is very cool, too. Let's see. All right, let's go to Trish's Informant. Hey, Trish, you're up. Jay Thomas Show.
Hi there.
Hey.
So from my childhood, I have a little charm bracelet that was given to me as a baby.
Wow.
And one of the charms has a scripture verse, if thou hast the faith as a grain of mustard seed. And one of the charms is a little grain of mustard seed encapsulated in plastic and surrounded by gold. And I still have that. It's really, it would only fit a tiny baby.
Sure. It's amazing, though. That's small. It sounds like it's pretty delicate for it to all be intact. Wow.
It's in wonderful shape. And as a family heirloom, I inherited my grandmother's buffet. I heard somebody talk about a buffet.
Yep.
And when I went to have the mirror resilvered, they didn't want to resilver it because they date stamped those.
Oh, sure.
But I had it done anyway, but the date stamp on the mirror was 1910.
Whew.
Yeah, and I refinished it, and it's beautiful. And that's something that I hope will stay in our family for many more generations.
Yeah, and there's a lot of families that, pass down furniture. I know, I can't remember who the maker is, but my mom, and it will go to her husband Ron's kids when my mom passes away, but she's got some... I don't know what you'd call it, but she's got furniture that was like the era of that modern art deco from like the 50s. And I know the maker of it, this stuff is like really valuable. There's not much of this guy's furniture out there, but it's really cool looking. When you look at it, you go, that... It has that Frank Lloyd Wright. That's not who made, but it has that Frank Lloyd Wright. Is that his name? It has that style look to it, like
somebody
it would belong in one of his homes that he designed.
Somebody had a set of furniture from the 50s or that style of design on Antiques Roadshow last night, and it was just a desk and a chair.
Okay,
and I think he valued it at like $3,000 or something.
Yeah, it's
like
crazy.
That.
Yeah, she's got three pieces, and it's like a dining room. I don't know what you'd call the pieces, but it's really really cool looking.
That would be neat.
Yeah. Thanks, Trish. Appreciate it. 701-293-9000. Down the horse. Hey, Vince, you're up. Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
Say, I have the last car my grandpa ever bought.
Nice.
He traded in a 1940 Chevy coupe, and he bought a 50 Chevy two-door hardtop.
And you still have. What kind of shape is it in?
It's completely restored. I went to school for auto body.
Okay.
So I took the body off the frame. It's got a Mustang front end under it.
Ooh.
8-inch Ford rear end, 350 with the 350 tranny. And the thing was, is my grandpa died on February 18th of 1970, and it's been in the family ever since. And then My dad came down with cancer in 1970, and he was very good friends with the banker, so he took out a loan and bought a brand new 70 Chevy Impala, two-door custom. And he died the exact same day my grandpa did, February 18th of 71.
A year later to the day.
Yes, and wow. I still have the car.
Oh, my God. I'd love to see pictures of that one, too. Send me pictures of that thing.
I repainted it when I got out of college, and it needs to be redone now. I got a big block built for it and a Turbo 400 tranny. But that'll be the next project I do.
When it's done, send me pictures. We may have to feature that one on rides, too. Thanks, Vince. Appreciate the phone call. 701-293-9000. Paul's out in West Fargo. Paul, J. Thomas Show.
Hey, Jay. Hey. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
My dad went to high school at Crozier, Minnesota. Thought he was going to be a priest, but decided not to become a priest. And he went off to the College of St. Thomas and wanted to be a journalist.
Okay.
And my grandfather, from central Minnesota, not a very wealthy man, put out a lot of money and bought him a top-of-the-line typewriter. And he used this typewriter all the way through college and all the way through the 50s and into the 60s, got his business started with it. Until, of course, IBM electric typewriters took over.
Yeah.
And he put this thing away. And after he died, we went ahead and went through his things. And because I went into journalism as well, my siblings said, you take it.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
Now I've got it. I've got it on display on a shelf next to his military flag, his burial flag.
That's awesome.
And so it kind of honors my dad, and it's in beautiful shape. So it's a nice thing to have.
So what year do you think or era is that typewriter then?
1948 is Ooh. When my grandfather bought it.
No, those would have been smaller ones, right?
Yeah, they're smaller, and they've got, like, they're in a case.
Yeah.
And, of course, they've got the ribbons.
Yep.
That and he used that for 20 years, but it is in immaculate shape, and it's kind of nice to have as a reminder of him.
It is, and I know it doesn't matter to you because it's all about the memories, but, man, old typewriters surprisingly are bringing good money. They've become a big thing with collectors. They want them old typewriters, man.
And they built them well back then.
Oh, so yeah.
They work.
Oh, yeah, they last forever. Then IBM came in with the speedballs and ruined everything.
That's right. And then, oh, my gosh, word processors.
yeah, exactly. Paul, appreciate the phone call, 701-293-9000. All right, so here's the deal for you folks listening on AM 1100 The Flag and 1090 The Flag out in Western North Dakota. Mark Levin will be live until 8 p.m. tonight. So he'll be pretty much previewing and, as Mark and only Mark can do, yelling the State of the Union. And then we're going to take it live at 8. Post show will be from Fox. And that, again, that's on the flag stations, not here on 970 WDAY. So that's the plan for tonight. All right, 701-293-9000, email studio at WDAYradionow.com. All right, let me get caught up on the rest of the emails, and then we'll get into some couple topics here. Jay, my pronouns are Taco/Johns. I wanted to applaud you on your opening statement about America. God bless you and the USA. Thank you. Appreciate that. So sick and tired of everything having to be political. I mean, we have a men's hockey team, Olympic hockey team, wins gold, first one in 46 years. And, oh, my God, we all just can't rally behind a team taking home the gold. You got to have crybabies out there complaining and whining because, oh, my, they took a call from Trump in the locker room. Cash Patel was in the locker room. They're going to the State of the Union. Oh, this is horrible. This is toxic masculinity, chugging beers. Oh, I think I'm going to be faint. I can't. Come on. Can't we at least. Not even close to what it was in 1980.
Yeah,
not even close.
Galvanized a nation, man. Unified everybody who was against the aggressors at that time, who were the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
I mean, since when did patriotism become a bad thing? Oh, that is what absolutely sickens me.
It's disgusting. Okay, let me ask you listeners this. All right, seriously, because I can't. I tried to come up with something, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
When was the last time you think this country, didn't matter what side of the aisle you came from, what your beliefs were, what, none of that mattered. Other than 9/11.
The day after September 11th was exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
Take that out of it, okay? From that point to today, can you think of anything? Anything? It's been how many years now? 20, what, 5? 20, this year will be 25 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2000. In 25 years, can you think of anything that has happened that has unified this country, where everybody came together? I would, because I couldn't come up with, Ronnie, I couldn't come up with anything. You would think that this moment, holy smokes, how great is this, and how humble these hockey players were.
And it's,
how proud they were of their country. Hey, we're here representing our country. We're proud of our country. We're proud to be Americans. And people just had to take it and try to ruin it. And I love the fact that this team is not dealing with any of it. They're standing their ground.
Yeah, if anything, they're shoving it back in the people who are saying this crap's face, which
keep
is
doing
good.
It. Yep, exactly. 701-293-9000. I couldn't come up with anything. I could not come up with a moment where the country became, you know, came together because of something that happened. And I'm saying from 9/11 forward, don't include 9/11, but from 9/11 forward, I can't think of anything. And that's a shame. That's an absolute shame. David, you're up, Jay Thomas Show.
I hate to admit this, but the day they took Bin Laden out.
Oh, you know what? Didn't even remember
that's the only
that.
Thing I can come up with.
Hey, Bin Laden. I did. That one did even hit my radar.
That Sunday night.
That's right. People were dancing in the streets.
Right out in front of the White House. There were people raising flags and chanting USA. Yeah.
Wow, man.
I'd forgotten about that, too, and I shouldn't have, but yeah.
That's, wow, David, good call on your part. But from that point on, nothing. How long has that been? That's been a while now.
It has,
That was under Obama.
Mm-hmm.
About 14 years, I think. Yeah.
Isn't that something? I'm not a big sports guy, but I know how big it is for us to win gold in hockey, both men and women, and to watch these players and the way they handled it and the way they are handling people trying to go after them. I love it. It's like, how can the country just not, you know, stand behind the team or teams, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how bad it's gotten. It's pathetic. It is absolutely pathetic what is happening. Thanks, David. Appreciate it. Todd, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, I got one simple solution to all of that.
What is it?
And this is, it's very simple, and you never, never used to see this. You simply close the locker room to the press.
Yeah.
You don't see women's locker rooms open.
No, gosh darn it.
I don't remember after the women won gold that you saw stuff in the locker room.
Yeah, hold on a second. This is a great point. Ronnie, did you see any locker room stuff after the women won gold?
Not the post game, but the before they took the ice, you did.
But post game, there was nothing.
Not that I'm aware of.
And Todd, maybe that's what it comes down to. Is, you know what? You're not coming in this locker room.
You never had the press in the locker room in the National Football League and all this stuff. It was their space.
Mm-hmm. Okay? And it should be.
And then yes, that should be their space. And then you know what? Then you come out and you meet the press in a press room.
Well, like I said, this is the first time in I don't know how many years I didn't watch any, Todd, of the Winter Olympics. I just didn't. My mind was, it was in top of mind, you know, and I'm a guy that loves curling. I just had other things going on. But I did watch, you know, clips.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these reporters, doesn't matter what country from.
Yeah.
You know, instead of these G damn reporters, instead of asking these athletes about, okay, what'd you do to train? How did you get here? How much work was it? How you feeling right now? It's instantly they got to go to politics.
Yeah,
how do you feel about what's happening in America right now? How do you feel about that? And if I'm one of those, and I think didn't one of these athletes basically just shut them down? I think it was some guy, I can't remember what sport, said, hey, I'm not here for this. I'm here to win for the team of the country.
Yeah.
I can't remember who that was.
And I don't even put the athletes at fault. Now, there were two of them.
There's some of them that just can't wait to get up there and pound their chest how much they dislike America. Yeah. Really? Then how come, if you dislike America so much,
why are you wearing the uniform?
You know what? Evidently, America's given you some pretty good stuff in life because you're wearing a United States uniform and you're in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Doesn't seem like a horrible country to me. Way to represent.
Yep. But out of all of the athletes, I maybe saw two who actually made comments that could potentially be construed that way. But you're right. The reporters there, I mean, end of the day, because you're from America, that's apparently the way they wanted to ask about things. And I don't know. It should have had something to do with the games. But
I don't know how some of these athletes, how they hold their composure, honestly. Don't you just want to flip that reporter off? John's in Detroit Lakes. Hey, John J. Thomas Show.
An old thing that remained in the family.
Yeah.
My great-great-grandfather, well, and his whole family, migrated from Sweden to Detroit Lakes. And he left his girlfriend behind in Sweden, telling her when he got established, he'd ask for her. She never got the call or got the letter in what she thought was a reasonable time, so she came on her own, didn't even tell him, and before they met again in the United States, she had homesteaded an island in the lake that's not very far from where the farmstead was that he was homesteading. All on her own.
Wow.
She built a log cabin and lived there until he treated her like she should have been treated.
Holy smokes. Still got that cabin?
It was in 1880-something. Oh. And I don't remember the year. And the log cabin got torn down. It didn't actually fall down. It got torn down.
But
it's just a small island, but it was a remnant of our history for the whole family.
Family still have the land? You guys still have the island?
One of my cousins said, you know, nobody is ever going to do anything with this. If I want it, will you guys sell it to me? And 26 of us signed off, got like $100 a piece or something. And he still owns it, and it's there. And he was going to build a little cottage thing on it, and he hasn't done it yet. But maybe someday he will.
Great story. I got to roll up against clock 3:27. When was the last time this country came together after 9/11? Jay Thomas Show. Turn your mic on, Thomas. 3:37, Jay Thomas Show. That's a Zeus sales and rental time check. Feel the power of Zeus. Two locations if you're here in the metro area. Hollywood Lumber Company, Highway 10 Holly. That's a little bit outside the metro, but they got beautiful stuff too, man. Scissor lifts, need big jackhammers, whatever you need. They've got that big equipment. They'll even deliver it to your site and pick it up when you're done. Also, you'll find them in Moorhead as well. 701-293-9000, our Thor Building studio line. You can email us studio at wdayradionow.com. That's our Red Wing Shoe studio inbox, 3003 Main Avenue in Fargo, open 7 days a week. We're talking about the backlash that the men's USA hockey team is getting after winning gold because, oh, God forbid they should take a call from the President of the United States.
Or go to the State of the Union address.
Yeah. God forbid.
Or visit the White House.
Cash Patel is invited into the locker room. He didn't just burst in. They invited him in there.
Well, and
he had a beer with him. So what? Other vice presidents, presidents, they've been in the locker rooms. Nobody ever made a big stink about it. Who cares?
And on top of that, I mean, if you read about this, he was there for a security meeting planning for the upcoming LA summer games.
Yeah, exactly.
So he was already there. Yep. Yes, on the taxpayer's dime, but he was already there.
Doing work of the taxpayers, exactly. Learning the ins and outs for security, what they're doing, how they're handling, because we got the Olympics coming to Los Angeles.
Correct. And if you
read he loves hockey. He even plays on a hockey league.
Exactly right. But these people don't care.
No.
They just see a Trump sycophant is in locker, you know.
And then you got this knucklehead Don Lemon, who is in position right now.
He and Keith Olbermann share the same brains.
Talking about how there should, you know. Well, here's Don Lemon called Cash Patel trashy for celebrating in the men's locker room after the big win. Lemon, like he's relevant. Wants a special prosecutor to investigate this now. He added, why are you even there on taxpayer dollars on the plane? This administration is so tacky. You people have no class. It's just gross. You're trashy. It's disgusting. The jealousy and the hatred and the misery that these people live in is unbelievable. I don't know how they get through a day. Again, Lemon, this is why, Lemon, you're not a reporter, you're not a journalist, you're a joke. You didn't even check to see why Cash Patel was over in Italy to begin with.
Yeah, not only that, but how were you just miraculously in front of a church at the same time a protest?
Oh, sure. Well,
or at least that's what we're calling it today was supposed to take place.
I heard about it. And, I just happened to hear about it.
It's funny how these people never said a word when a sitting Supreme Court justice was invited to the Grammy Awards when everybody was ice and stolen land.
Oh, that's fine.
Nobody said anything about that.
That's just fine. 701-293-9. What we're asking is, do you remember the last time this country was actually unified, came together, didn't matter what walk of life you're from, color your skin, your sexual preference, your political beliefs, and just, and I'm talking not including 9/11, because that's the only thing I could come up with, 9/11 to present. And then a caller called in and said, well, the day that bin Laden was taken out, that one, wasn't even on my radar, and he's right. People are dancing in the streets and... But other than that, Ronnie, I can't think of any other time. And my question is what's it going to take? Because I think, I can't believe I'm going to say it. I think if there was even a 9/11 style attack happened today, I honestly believe we are to the point in this country where we would not even be unified on that either.
Oh, there'd be people.
It would be political. It'd be the blame game. It would be it's Trump's fault or it's Biden's fault or it's this person's fault or. There would be no, hey, we're America, you don't do this to us.
There'd be people
we're
out
so
there.
So far gone.
There'd be people out there saying we deserved it.
Exactly. Exactly right. Yeah, we had this coming. 701-293-9000, if you can think of an actual event. But back to the hockey thing. So another, now Ronnie, is this true? Because I know, you know, you're a sports dude.
Mm-hmm.
So this is floating around and people are saying that this has been verified. So the last man cut from the 1980 Olympic hockey team.
Yeah, I've seen
his name was Jack Hughes. Is this true?
I've seen it floating everywhere as well, and I saw ESPN Sports Center posted it as well. So
they did their verification.
I've seen it on multiple sites.
Well, why is that so special? Well, because Jack Hughes,
46 years later,
scores the winning goal in overtime to get the gold medal. How crazy is that?
Oh, yeah.
That's absolutely nuts. I mean, that is just... That's crazy.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And just, you know, the history behind all of that. And the other thing people don't realize is, you know, Herb Brooks, obviously the gigantic hockey connection with the state of Minnesota, the 80 Olympic. Well, who was the guy who chose most of this year's Olympic team? Well, that would be the current Minnesota Wild general manager, Bill Guerin, and they all told him he was crazy for putting some of these guys on the team.
Well, and look what happened. Hey, Trucker Al, it's been a while. You're up, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, I think when everybody came together was when Buddy Holly died.
No, I'm talking about from 9/11 forward. Can you think of anything? Yeah, I mean, if you go back from 9/11 backwards, yeah, there were tons of things that we came together on. But 9/11 was, 25 years ago? And this country has become so split and ripped apart that, and I, like I said, I didn't even think of this until a caller said, well, the day Bin Laden was taken out, everybody was dancing around in the streets, and he's right. And that was, what, about 14 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of it. No, I don't think there hasn't been anything since then.
No, I mean, you've had, let's see. Well, Katrina was before that. The country came together, but there was still the blame game there. You had the fires in California, Palisades, but that really wasn't a unifying event.
The hurricane in the Carolinas.
Yeah, but that immediately turned into a blame game too. It's just, we just can't come together anymore, Al. And I'm afraid, God forbid, something bad, really bad happens in this country. I mean, we're talking like a 9/11 attack of Pearl Harbor event like that. I think we're so far gone that it would just be one side against the other. And like Ronnie said, people would be what we had it coming. And it's just sad, man. It really is.
Yeah, and the other people just got their heads stuck in the sand.
Yeah.
You know, they don't know what's going on across the street, much less in the world.
Sometimes, you know, you're better off going that route and not having all the garbage going on in the world today. Thanks, Al. Appreciate it. 701-293-9000. I got open line. Kit's on the way. Doug's on the way. Ross is on the way.
I remember that happened almost immediately after we were entered into an agreement with Flag Family Media, Russia's invasion of the Ukraine, and we put out Ukrainian stick-on flags, but I don't know that anybody or everybody was really behind one side, you know.
I think that kind of started Ukraine with everybody behind Ukraine, and it kind of faded fast.
Yeah.
We know the attack on Israel, that from the beginning, that wasn't any unifying thing. That was instantly.
Yeah.
Kit's in Hillsboro. It's been a while since we talked to Kit, too. Kit, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah. You need to look up Ronald Reagan's Unity in Crisis. It's a rather short little excerpt, but what it is he said that it's such a crime, and this was even back then, that the only thing that seems to bring us together is war.
No, it's a shame.
And what's the ultimate thing that drives people apart? War.
War. Can't win.
The other thing you can't. And the other thing I'd like to say, there's a couple of things. First of all, it's not just a war on America with the hockey team. It's a war on masculinity.
Oh, yeah, big time.
The harpies came out flying, you know, and I just sat there and went, are you kidding me?
Oh, I know. It's pathetic. It's our team just won gold. We just won gold. This is what happens in a locker room. Guys celebrate, girls celebrate. So what if Cash Patel is there slamming a beer? The guy's a massive hockey fan. He's ahead of the FBI. He's there doing work. He's in the lock. Big deal.
The toxic masculinity stuff just set me right flat out on the floor because I was like, good Lord, what do you want them to do? Have tea?
Well, yeah. I better not say it on the radio.
Sit in the corner and cry about your feelings.
Let's have a group hug.
Let's all sing around, pound drums, and sing Kumbaya.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, I'm just appalled at the fact that people take every little thing and the only thing that they can concentrate on is what divides us. I taught college for 20 years, and we had so many diversity classes. And I used to tell my students, you know what? If we had more classes on what makes us all similar rather than what makes us all different, we'd all be a lot farther along.
I'll tell you, Kit, this group of guys put together for the Olympic hockey team, I love how they're handling this. Jack Hughes, the guy that won
game-winning goal.
There you go. This is what he said. Everyone's giving us backlash for all the social media stuff. People are so negative out there, and they're just trying to find a reason to put people down and make something out of almost nothing. He added, people are so negative about things. I think everyone in that locker room knows how much we support them, the women's team as well, how proud we are of them, and we know the same way we feel about them, they feel about us. Basically saying, go pound sand, people. We're enjoying this. We did this for America.
Well, they were in the stands for each other's games,
exactly.
For goodness sake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean,
all I can say is this, my husband and I have traveled
quite extensively to Europe and other things, and we've met all different kinds of people, including Iranians, Russians, and everybody else. And the one thing we all need to do is we need to realize that there is no groups of people. There are individuals.
There you go.
We'll meet all kinds of people. Some of them are going to have character. Some of them will not. We'll all be different colors, religions, sexual preferences, whatever. The minute you start grouping people into tribes, that's when you've got a problem, and that's when the other side is winning, because they'll let us kill ourselves, and then they'll clean up the mess.
Yeah, eat your own. All that's what they want. They want us all divided into our little tribes and groups, and that way they know now they've got a little mini civil war between all these different groups of people. They thrive on that, and they know it gives them more power. Can't appreciate the phone call. Doug, Jay Thomas Show.
Herb Brooks was the last guy cut in 1960 when they won gold. 1980, he coached the gold. He cut Ralph Cox.
Well, according to ESPN, it was Jack Hughes was the last one cut from the 80s team.
Yeah, look it up. It was probably, you never saw the movie Miracle? You ever see that Miracle on Ice? Miracle?
Yeah, I don't, really good movie. I don't know that it said that person was the last one cut. It said Jack Hughes was one of those.
Yeah, this one says last man cut. This is the one I got from, I believe this was from some big radio sports station. Ronnie's looking it up right now. Because what are the chances? I mean, that's pretty crazy that the last guy cut would be Jack Hughes, and the guy that wins it is Jack Hughes. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it. 701-293-9000, Jim J. Thomas Show.
Yeah, that last gal that was on was talking about masculinity being such a bad thing nowadays. People don't realize how much things have changed. I remember when Rush Limbaugh used to talk about the feminization of America.
Mm-hmm.
And people were scratching their head like, what's he talking about?
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah, I don't understand how it's a bad thing to be a man in today's world, to stand up for your family, to, hey, you know what? We won something. We're going to jump around, slam some beers. We're going to wrap the flag around us. I don't understand how this is a bad thing. I just don't get it.
Yeah. It's just so much of, and I mean, we could talk all day on this, but it came in with women's lib, basically, and trying to raise women up above men, and so they had to cut men down and try to make them, you don't build yourself up in a case like that. You try to tear the other side down mm-hmm. to your level. And not that there's anything wrong with women.
No.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we're different. We celebrate different.
That's right.
We work different. We have different attitudes, everything, And for men, I was in high school wrestling.
Okay.
I mean, I know exactly what they're going through with the adrenaline rush
that
comes with it. Yeah. And your masculinity comes out big time.
That's why we always say there are men and there are women. It's that simple. There are two sexes, and we are completely, for the most part, different.
Yeah, except you've got a group of people now that want to put men in women's sports, and basically mm-hmm. don't want any difference. One should be the same as the other.
No, you can be whatever sex you want. No, you can't. Ross, Jay Thomas Show.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
First up, right away, I remember where I was when Elvis Presley died. I remember where I was when the 1980 Olympics team beat the Soviet Union. That was not the gold medal game. It was the semifinals.
That's right.
I remember watching after 9/11 when Congress, the entire Congress of the United States, stood out on the steps of the Capitol, and there was no aisle between them. That will never happen again. And in my opinion, the reason is the far right and the far left have overtaken their respective parties. And the ones that understand that we need to collaborate, we need to work together, they're retiring because they've had enough of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't think we're ever going to see that again.
No, I don't think we will either. Those days are long gone. I think if something major drastically happened in this country, an absolute, you know, mind-shattering disaster, I still don't think we would all come together anymore, and that's a damn shame. Thanks, Ross. Appreciate it. Okay, yes. Here it is. Yes, John Francis Jack Hughes, defenseman from Harvard,
yep,
was one of the final players cut from the 1980 U.S. Olympic men's hockey team, frequently cited as the last player released before the Miracle on Ice roster was finalized, along with forward Ralph Cox. Hughes was released by coach Herb Brooks just before the Lake Placid game. So there you go. Yes.
Yeah, and if you watch the movie Miracle, which Doug referenced, you can see Herb crossing that out, which is the picture we saw.
That's crazy. All right, tons of emails to get to. I want to get in one more topic this afternoon, but we love talking to you folks. 701-293-9000, more of your calls, emails coming up, Jay Thomas Show. And how about this hockey team? They're down in that club in Miami. Was it last night?
Yeah.
And they stopped the music so the team can sing the national anthem.
Yeah, and if
our heads were exploding over that.
Well, I was going to say, in Miami, of all places, if we're to believe that people hate America and hate Trump so much, why would a club in Miami stop everything to hear players sing the national anthem?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you can turn that up.
I love Connor Hellebuck, which I'm sure his next few years are going to be interesting because he is the goalie for the Winnipeg Jets. So he's got to play in Canada. Now, you know, his new nickname is the Secretary of Defense.
Yeah, didn't Pete give that to her? Who gave that to him?
He said he would be willing to give that up in a heartbeat for Connor. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Emails. Da-da-da-da-da. Hey, Jay, this is Jake from down here in Conde, South Dakota. C-O-N-D-E.
Oh, Conde.
Is it Conde?
Yeah, Dolan Conde. He used to play football against
him.
Never heard
of that town. Yeah. Conde, South Dakota, it's a little town about 45 miles southeast of Aberdeen.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to share our project with you. This car originated up in northern North Dakota. A lot of documented history on the car. We found the original build sheet under the carpet. That's always a treasure to find. Rip these cars, you can find the original build sheet. That is like the birth certificate of the vehicle. That adds value, baby. I just wanted to tell you, love your show and listen daily. Thank you for what you do. Here's a couple picks. I love that car, Jacob. When you guys are ready, let me know. Another one I'd like to get on rides. Let's see. Jay, my daughter has her great-grandmother's dresser, phone, and grandfather's typewriter. Oh, look at that. Got it all set up. Very cool. Still looking for an old phone for my garage to hang by my late 20s Northwestern Bell and Telegraph sign. Let's see. Jay, is it Megan? This is
Rapino.
Rapino. That's that blue-haired USA soccer player.
Yeah.
Yeah. Took a knee. Let's see. Who do you want, that or the USA hockey players, Jay? One's an embarrassment. One's a national treasure. And we think we know which one's a national treasure. Mm. Jay, I have our grandparents' hand-painted portrait of them. It's either their wedding portrait or when they were young, painted around the 1880s. Jay, last time a country came together was sometime before Republicans lost their mind about Obama's biggest scandal. Wearing a tan suit. I don't remember the scandal.
Yeah, I don't either.
Their hate over that suit brought out all the racists. Then Trump showed up to capitalize on that racism. Trump knew how to manipulate those with hate in their hearts for political advantage. I don't understand where people get this Trump is a racist thing. Every time that's tossed out, I laugh at you because it's, come on.
I mean, it must have been celebrating Black History Month last weekend. It must have been talking about what a great individual Jesse Jackson was. I mean, that just, you know,
Yeah. Jay, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. The FBI director doesn't go out and study security tactics. He was there for hockey on government dime while concocting a lame cover story. Don't be naive. He was there for security. He was taken in the hockey game. Come on. You people are so bitter, man. So bitter.
Yeah.
Another email. I've always liked Cash Patel. Now after the Olympics and seeing him in the locker room celebrating the team, I have an even higher opinion of him now. A lot of people do. Let's see another email. Jay, Vice President Walter Mondale was in the locker room with the 1980 Olympic team after they defeated Russia. Mondale got President Carter on the phone to congratulate the team. There wasn't, and that wasn't even for the championship. The team still had to play and defeat Finland for the gold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody lost their mind back then. But you know what the difference is? There wasn't social media. The world wasn't connected through the interweb back then.
Well, but you saw a lot of pictures of that team going all over the place. And they did go to the White House.
They did.
And they came back to the White House to celebrate the anniversary with President Trump. You know, I'm in the camp with some of these people, too. Fetterman was the one that said it. You don't. You may not respect who's in the office, but you respect the office.
Jay, the people that can't come up with an intelligent remark for any issue scream racism. You get a rim shot for that one. You're dead on the money. Well, I you're racist.
Or the other buzzword of the day, Nazi. Misogynist, Nazi. Yeah,
Nazi. You're a Nazi. Can't come up with a. I can't give you. You're a Nazi. Let's see, that one I can't read on the air. This one is, Jay, we don't need to worry about Russia or China or Mexico or Canada. The rhinos and the Democrats are destroying this country along with their friends, the judicial branch. You don't need to look across the water, just look at D.C. What a bunch of pathetic people. China doesn't have to fire a shot. We're doing it to ourselves. All right, I think I'm caught up on all the emails finally. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on here. Are we ready for Stacy? You know if she's hooked up?
Yeah, let me.
Let's see. Oh, Jay, quit whining. I told you I've got a black rotary phone for you. I just haven't got it to your place yet. LOL. I haven't seen a picture of this black rotary phone. I need to see this thing, and I need to see if it's the style that's going to work with the sign I have there, Uncle Sal. A buddy of mine sent me a picture about Jay. My grandpa's grandfather did this mount in the late 1800s. This thing is gorgeous. A mount to some birds. And I think I'm caught up on everything. All right. It's 13 after. We're going to check in too with Matt Carlson, Fix a Ford later on.
Mm-hmm.
Is that today?
Yes.
All right. Stacy, ready?
Hello.
Hello, Stacy Van Dyke, Valley News Live. What's going on?
How are you guys?
Well, you know, just sitting here complaining all day. That's what I do best.
We're gearing up for the State of the Union.
Yeah. Well, woo! Ronnie is. I'm not. I just want to. The only thing I care about when it comes to the State of the Union tonight is I want to see the chaos that's probably going to erupt in the chamber. And when we get people acting like children, that's about it. I mean, other than that, I could care less. There's better things on TV to watch.
Take a shot every time Republicans stand up and applaud.
I have to work tomorrow. can't play that game. I'll be drunk before the first quarter. I got a feeling this one's going to go a long time, man.
Well, he warned us.
He said that. Yeah.
He said it, but just add an extra hour to whatever, you know.
Yeah, that's why
I'm. Because when he doesn't say it, it's usually an extra hour.
I'm interested in just the Cliff Notes. Thanks.
I want
you
the Cliff
tune
Notes.
In at 10, because that's what we are going to give you.
Yeah, that's what Alex will give you tomorrow on the Need to Know Morning Show. Kevin will give you the Cliff Notes.
There you go.
Oh, man. So we were talking earlier, first topic, talking about the story of this family over in Moorhead. I believe they're in Moorhead. Anyway, they have donated. They're giving their – it's been in the family for like 150 years. It's – an 1863 Colt revolver, and this revolver's from a historic crime in Moorhead's early days, back when Moorhead was lawless, before there was any law enforcement courts or anything. And so we started talking about if you have you or your family have any old family heirlooms or if you have something in your possession still from your childhood. Man, this has been nonstop all afternoon. Your family have any old heirlooms?
I think the oldest thing would be maybe furniture.
Okay, that came up a lot. A lot of furniture came up.
Yeah, like a dresser that was like my dad's grandparents or, you know, stuff like that.
Oh. You know what? Now that I think about it, Ronnie, because I said the only thing I have possession of from my childhood, I have the old Disney book, and I can't remember which one it was, that my mom would read to me when I was a little boy. Still have that. And then I said I still have my Rat Invasion of Your Privacy cassette. That's it.
Nice.
But now that I think about it, that's not true. I still have, and it's in great shape because it's back when they made furniture out of real wood. I have it in the addition part of our garage where I store all my lawn tools and stuff. I still have the dresser when I was a little boy from my bedroom. That's right. I use it to store all my painting supplies in one drawer, electrical in the other. That's right. I still have that thing. What do you have from your childhood? Anything stays? And I mean, like, that could be teens or younger.
You know what I have is a bunch of holiday Barbies. Remember those?
Oh, yeah, I do, because Alex has a bunch. She has Barbie collection. A
Trapper
big one.
Keeper.
Yes, and like never allowed to open the box. My mom would put them on my bedroom wall to display them, but I wasn't allowed to play with them. It was like a very unique form of torture.
Uh-huh.
And so now I'm like, whatever, 35 years later, I'm like, okay, are these worth anything? Like, can I get anything for these? And of course they're not, just like being babies. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Alex has got a ton of, she got the holiday Barbies, but she's got Barbies, I think, to go back to like the 60s and just, 70s, I believe.
Just like that lie we were all sold about the Disney VHS tapes.
Although that's true.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, Ronnie. Look it up. Some of those tapes are worth a lot of money. You got to have them unopened, though.
Okay.
That's the key.
It's been debunked, Jay.
Been debunked. Yes, Where did you look it up right now? Because if this is true, you're pissing.
Stacey, you're the journalist. Help me out here.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have journalists look into this.
Let me Google
just Google it.
Tonight at 11.
Oh, my
Official
God.
Official sources say.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Yeah. There'll be a two-part series on Valley News Live, Ronnie. What are you guys doing tonight? Is it all State of the Union stuff? Is she looking?
No,
she's looking it up.
She's
looking it up.
Yeah.
It says most sell for under $25.
Unopened?
Yeah. It's a hoax.
Told ya.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm very upset because I was hoping that was my retirement because I actually have.
402K?
Same with me and the Barbies. Yeah, I get it.
I have somewhere, still have all the Disney VHS tapes that came in the white plastic, you know, open it up, fancy, that the boys had growing up. All of them. Well, I guess those are going in the garbage. All right. All right. What do you guys got tonight?
They just chose a jury in the Leo D'Artois trial, so they're going to do opening statements in the morning because they're just now in jury instructions. So that's where we're at with that. Okay. We have no update on the Isadora Wengel case, but Harrison's been trying to speak to some legal experts about, okay, so we don't have a body. Like, how do you proceed? How does that affect the trial? And he finally got to speak with some people and get some insight into that. So that's his story tonight.
Well, there's the other case, the gal up, I'm blanking her name out. They still haven't found her body and they're proceeding to trial. So there's two cases right now in North Dakota where there has been no body recovered, but they're moving forward with the case.
Yes, very interesting. Courtney talked to a couple who stranded in Mexico. And I can hear next to me right now, Jess is talking to some other people that are stranded in Mexico. So,
what's going on down there? Because I haven't really seen a whole lot on TVs. Is it still the cartel still burning stuff down? Rebels? I mean, what's going on? Is it because it quieted down? Or
it seems like it's quieted down, but still the videos they're sending are just black smoke and they can't get out. There's no flights right now.
Yeah, so airports closed was the last thing I heard. And some of the stories we're hearing, like, hey, if you are at an all-inclusive resort, we're being taken care of. But some of the other people are finding it hard to get fresh food, water, things like that, because everything's pretty locked down.
Well, so. And the problem that they're saying is you know, with all these buses they burnt up and stuff, most of these employees at these resorts,
that's how they
get to work. And if they can't get there, now you're short on employees, can't get food in there. Yeah, it's Wouldn't want to be Mexico right now, that's for sure.
No, it's a bad deal. Anna is talking to some people in Horace, very far from Mexico, mm-hmm. but they are having drama with specials again. They were quoted like $12,000 for some special and got the bill, and it's $26,000.
Oh, my God. What is that? Yeah, that sucks because Horace is a great little bedroom community, and they I think they grew it too fast, and now people are paying the price. People aren't happy down there.
Sad. That's our whistleblower. Oh, everyone in the newsroom is talking about the NDSU lineup.
Yeah, the conference opponents have been announced, but yeah. I see they're looking for non-cons, and there are some big-timey teams that have openings, one being University of Southern California. So.
Okay. All right, what do they got going on at Cave Fire tonight?
Cave Fire has an update on K-9 Gary, which I'm mentioning because our Bobby Fallett has like owned the K-9 Gary story, so he's very upset about this.
K-9 Gary? Must be
the Highway Patrol bloodhound that like sniffs out missing people.
Okay. All right.
So they have a piece. If you want more Gary, Cave Fire is your place tonight. They have a Dickinson State student who's in D.C. right now talking to lawmakers about a cancer treatment legislation.
All right.
Which is interesting. Okay. Lost his mom to cancer, I think. Mm. And their third one was, how is the lack of snow affecting parks and rec and businesses?
All right. All those stories tonight coming up here in the East, 5:30 and 6 on 970 WDAY, also on television, channel 11 and 4. And if you're out there in central western North Dakota, of course, you have Mark Levin coming up at 5, but you can check out the news on K-Fire TV. All right, that's it. I'm going to let you go. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Thanks, Stace. WDAY Times 422, the Valley News Live Rundown brought to you by Warehouse. I'm very upset about these Disney tapes. Warehouse Wonders, where every day is a... I'm serious. I hung on to these tapes.
I didn't mean to squash your dream.
You're a dream squasher. You and Stacey are dream squashers.
Yeah, my mom has got...
I've been hanging on to these things for years, thinking, well, I'm not going to get rid of them. I mean, if these things got value.
Yeah, I bet you my mother, maybe she doesn't have them anymore, but at one time had about 425 VHS tapes, that was straight from the, you know, that's how they sold it. Just released for a limited time from the Disney vault.
Warehouse Wonders, you'll find them in the industrial park in Moorhead, where every day you are saving big, a lot of times up to 65% off the retail price. And boy, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, it is the place to be. If you're a contractor, it's the place to be. Plumbing fixtures, lighting fixtures, all kinds of, just go and check it out. Best thing, go to their Facebook page and check them out. Open 9 to 6, 7 days a week. All right, it's up 4:23. Some emails. Jay, my grandfather passed in 1963. His guns went to my brothers and cousin. In a roundabout way, I received his 1873 Springfield trapdoor, .45-70 caliber. Grandpa paid $1 for it in 1916. Very cool gun.
Wow.
Jay, will always keep my Redline Hot Wheels collection, 200-plus, and my father's racing 1962 Austin Healey 3000. How cool is, he just sent me a picture of that Austin. That thing is very, very cool.
I'm looking at it right now, yeah.
The red lines. We need to talk about the red line Hot Wheels there, Mike. Here's one, sent me a picture. Jay, it's not really an heirloom, but my mother's older siblings remember sitting around it listening to FDR's addresses during World War II. They weren't around during the Depression era fireside chats. I have my grandparents' old Philco radio with the original station still programmed, including WDAY. Yeah, I've got an old radio I restored, too. I love that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's somebody else sent me a picture. Oh, yeah, I wish. A family heirloom. They just sent me a picture of their beautiful Plymouth GTX. Always known as the gentleman's muscle car.
Oh,
very nice. All right, let's see.
It's interesting. Stacy said something about snow, and we just had a couple of flurries here at the building. So
that's interesting.
Seems short-lived, I guess.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, moderately interesting.
I was looking up the Disney stuff. Not happy. Not happy
Jay,
at all.
Jay, have you heard about investing in gold?
Have you heard about investing in Disney movies?
Got two words, Star Wars.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Actually, Star Wars does bring a ton of money. Yeah. Or has that been debunked, too?
No.
Star Wars stuff's worth a fortune.
We have gone over to that new Lego store, Fargo Brick Co. Boy, if you saw what that stuff is worth, my goodness.
Jay, another email. I have my first baseball glove that I got when I was 6. I'm pushing 60 now. I also have a cast iron skillet that belonged to my great-grandmother, which was bought in the 1880s. My mom gave it to me in 2000 when I got divorced. Well, that doesn't sound good. And in 2005, I was making supper for my kids, and the side cracked down to the base. It is now a decorative piece hanging on my gun rack.
Mm.
Who was our gentleman that refurbished old cast iron skillets and gave you and I each one?
Yeah,
Skillet Rick?
I think you're right, yeah.
Who it was? I still have mine. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
He does a great job on refurbishing those things.
Yeah, my wife uses the one I got to make steak tips every now and again. They are good.
All right, let's see. What do we got? Coming up on 4:27, we're going to do some news and weather. And then we will come back. I don't know. We're going to talk to
Matt
at Fix It Ford Auto Care. I don't know if we'll have time to get to this Hector International Airport story, but Fargo Airport, they may let travelers drink alcohol outside the bar area.
Well, and
which I'm all for it.
Have you seen some of the pictures of the new?
Thomas.
I know it looks fantastic, the new gate or design of the airport
that we've seen so far.
So.
Yeah, so I don't know if we'll have time to get into that, but and again, if you have a look at all the ladies on Fox got their hair all teased to the moon. They're all ready for their big coverage tonight of the State of the Union.
Is it a black tie event for gentlemen and?
Well, I'm talking about
evening gowns for the ladies.
I'm talking about the whole sudden.
Yeah, for the State Fox of the News. Union.
No, I don't see any black ties.
Oh, okay.
But I do see a ton of makeup, more than they usually wear. And a lot of Aquanet is going on.
They crack open the Tammy Faye Baker barrel?
Pretty much, yeah. All right, 701-293-9000. If you want to weigh in on the U.S. Olympic hockey team, them being lambasted because they're actually acting like men and proud to be Americans, or if you've got a family heirloom, what do you got, or a something you still have in your possession from when you were younger, 701-293-9000. Call's coming up, Jay Thomas Show. Well, that guy likes saying, why sake? All right, got to get to Steve, couple emails, and then Matt Carlson Fix It Forward. And the Guthrie case. Don't forget, on the flag stations, you folks listening on 1090, the flag out in Tioga, western North Dakota, and here in the east on AM 1100, the flag. You'll have Mark Levin up till 8 o'clock tonight. I'm quite sure Mark's going to be talking a lot about the State of the Union. And then it is the State of the Union, carrying that on the flag stations, followed by Fox commentary afterwards. Here on 970 WDAY, it's business as usual. All right, let's grab Steve. Steve, you're up, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, I still have all my Hot Wheels and Matchbox cars.
You know, you guys that still have your Redline Hot Wheels, you guys suck. I wish I still had all mine, man. Oh, man. You have the Redlines?
Yeah, I have the 167 Camaro with the Redline tires.
Mm-hmm. What color is it?
I guess that... I think it was originally green, but at some point I painted it orange for some reason.
Oh, dude.
Probably killed the value.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, if somebody can get, if it's in good shape and somebody can get that ugly orange paint you put on and off, yeah, you probably got some value there. Yeah. Redline Hot Wheels, I mean, they still bring money. The market fluctuates, but man, years ago, those things brought so much money. It was unbelievable how much money they were bringing, but they're still, I love Redlines.
Yeah, I think that 67 Camaro one was, people were selling it for $700 like a month ago.
Oh, well, so that's, yeah, it just the market. I'm on a couple on Facebook, a couple pages. One's called, if you're into Redlines, check it out. If you're on Facebook, Steve, it's called Redline Oasis.
That's a great Facebook page. It's all red lines. Some are for sale, guys showing their collections. I mean, some of these guys got some unbelievable collections. So, yeah. Hang on to them Hot Wheels, brother. Appreciate it, Steve. 701-293-9000. Jay, I still have a 4-slot gun rack I built while in the 8th grade. Oh, I remember those, Jason. Vintage 85 shop class project. And yes, my shop teacher was missing part of a finger. Who didn't have a shop? I don't think there was one shop teacher out there who went to school that had all their digits. They're at least missing at least part of a finger. Jay, speaking of antiques, do you know of anyone reputable in the Fargo area that appraises or buys antique furniture or antique items? You know, actually, Chad, I don't. I would say the best thing to do, and I love this place, the Antique Mall in Moorhead, go out there, talk to them. And I guarantee you, they'll get you hooked up with somebody that can appraise. That's what I would do. Let's see. Jay, my 91-year-old mother has a Christmas cactus plant that is at least 82 years old. Come on. We also have her dad's 1950 G John Deere and her dad's 51 International 110 truck that they bought new. We have many other grandfathers' 1949 G John Deere. Wow, that's pretty cool, man. All right, Tom Darcy, hang on. We got to talk to our buddy. Speaking of red lines, Hot Wheels, cars. That was a bad tie together, wasn't it? That was a week. Matt Carlson, fix it, Ford. I don't care what's going on, Matt.
Oh, man, now you got me regretting I let my kids play with my Hot Wheels.
Oh, dude.
And so I kept them, and then, you know, they're probably all buried in a sand pile outside in the backyard somewhere.
Yep.
So.
I had I don't know how many of them Hot Wheels round wheel cases full of red lines. They're all gone. Now, I've got some red lines I've collected over the years, but, man, I wish I still. Here's a crazy thing. I think you know Shane Tripke. I think you know Shane, don't you?
Yeah.
From our club. You should see his red line collection. And these are all red lines from when he was a kid, the ones he had. And I swear he never played with these things. They are in beautiful shape.
Oh, man.
And he's got some rare ones. I mean, rare ones. And another dude I know, too, Nathan's got an unbelievable red line collection. Boy, the stuff that we got rid of when we were kids, you know, whoever thought.
Never would have guessed it.
All right, so, successes for 2025. Your auto, from what I understand, your auto care diesel team, you guys are voted number one and locals love us.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. You know, we got number one in Locals Love Us, not only for auto repair, but for diesel repair. And a lot of people don't realize that we do diesel repair at Ford.
I didn't know that until we just talked now.
We have a full team of diesel technicians and just, I don't know, we're somewhere around 50 years of experience of diesel tech. So there's no job too big or too small on diesel repair. Although I will want to say we do, you know, the light duty, you know, we do one ton, maybe the 450 style stuff. We aren't doing big over the road trucks.
Yeah.
But yeah. We get full diesel. So especially guys, you got a fleet out there that you want to make sure stays on the road. Not only do we have a group of diesel team, a team of diesel repair guys, but we also got 5 shops around the Fargo-Moorhead area. We have over 50 lifts across all those shops.
Jeez.
So that we can get cars in and out. You don't have to worry about hearing this, oh, we can't look at your car for a week or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
When we work with fleets, we understand that speed is a priority for them, and we prioritize fleet work. So
yeah, you guys, again, your latest or newest location, what is that, University, right down by the Cork and Cleaver down there.
Yeah, absolutely. We got that up and running. We got lifts in that one. We're ready to roll.
And you guys do transmission work as well, right?
Yeah, so we don't just, like a lot of shops will replace transmissions. We'll replace them. We'll put in reman transmissions. We'll or put in, you know, new transmissions if that's what it needs. But we also do rebuilds in-house. And so a lot of times we can get it done faster or cheaper because we can do it in-house. And we don't rebuild every transmission in-house. Some of them, it doesn't make any sense. But the ones that it do, we know what we can do well, and we rebuild a lot of transmissions.
Yeah, like the one that exploded in my rides truck when I was in Omaha last summer and had certified transmissions of America down there. Just happened to be one of the guys we were filming. It's his buddy that owns Certified Transmissions, and the guy that owns it built transmissions, I believe, for NASCAR.
Right.
And mine exploded so bad, they said, yeah, we've never seen one this bad, so you're going to need a whole new transmission. And they ain't cheap. I put a Road Ripper in there is what it's called. That thing was, after I got a little break, it was $7,000. But the nice thing is it's got a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty on it. And if something happens to it, I can bring it to you guys, and they will cover the cost of fixing it.
You know, we actually sell Certified Transmissions.
Oh.
I know the owner of Certified down in Omaha. I've been, I don't know if you were at his museum down there. Pete's museum is unbelievable.
He was out of town, but he said, you know, next time you're down here, let me know, give me a heads up. I'll make sure you can get in and film, but great guy.
Yeah, super nice guy. They've got I toured all their factories for rebuilding transmissions. They're next to none. They do a fantastic job.
Well, that's when they put mine in. They said, yeah, we're giving you a Road Ripper. It's going to cost you about $2,000 more. I'm like, well, wait a minute here. He said, trust me, you want a Road Ripper. This thing can handle anything. And with your lift and big tires, and they said, you're not going to believe the difference. I couldn't believe it, Matt, when I got in that truck to head back up here. I mean, it was unbelievable, the difference in that truck with that Road Ripper.
Yeah, and like I say, we're a big fan of Certified Transmissions. They do a great job. Peter Fink owns it. I know him personally. They're excellent. We can get Certified Transmissions. Sometimes that's the best answer. Sometimes we got other options, too, that work for people. So, and sometimes we rebuild them in-house. Sometimes OEM is right. We just want to make sure that people have options to say, what's the best opportunity for me to fix this car right in my budget?
Well, that's awesome that you guys handle the certified transmissions. But also, like you said, you can rebuild them. You can maybe go OEM if you have to. But the point is, you guys do it all there, from just your everyday driver to diesel to transmissions, and let's not forget the ministry side of things. Over 126 vehicles to people in need in 2025. You did 120 vehicle repairs for people in need, and your goal for 2026 is, I believe, you have a goal of donating 12 vehicles per month. Man, that's crazy.
Per month. Yeah, you know, it's really exciting, and I just got to tell everybody, you want to watch and find out, because we're coming up on car number 700 that we're giving away this year.
That's nuts.
It's probably going to happen in about the next 4 to 6 weeks. We're giving away car number 700, and the shop is going to do something super cool to highlight that 700th car going out. So you want to keep your eyes open. Follow us on social media, because it's going to be really exciting.
Fix It Ford Auto Care, 2nd Avenue in Moorhead, 52nd Avenue South in Fargo, 13th Avenue in front of Menards, West Fargo, corner of University and 1st Avenue, North Fargo, downtown, newest location, South University in Fargo, between Quartz Plus and Cork and Cleaver. Fix It Ford Auto Care. Find out more at fixitfordautocare.com. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
You got it, man. 701-293-9000, Darcy, Jamestown, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, I'm going to switch the subject a little bit.
Sure.
That Isadora Wengel.
Yes.
News. There was a case earlier in Fargo. It was the Jenna North.
Gina North, I remember that.
Disappearance. Right. And there was no body, you know, when they convicted Kyle Bell. So, I mean, I think, I don't know if that's going to hold any water with this guy. But, I mean, it's happened before in Fargo. And, I mean, they couldn't find her body either.
It is so sad. I mean, how you can be this, allegedly, can be this cold and ruthless, this poor family, Isadora's family, that you can sit there, allegedly, and not let them have closure. It is pathetic. It's pathetic. Same thing with Kyle Bell and Gina North, and you've got, and again, I apologize to the family. I'm blanking out the gal's name up north, too, that they don't have a body, but they're moving forward with that. That's the dude that killed his own brother. They're moving forward with that one.
Yeah.
And this Nancy Guthrie thing, you know, they just Savannah came out today, and the family's doing up to a million dollar reward. Also, $500,000 to the, Missing Persons or Children's Exploited, whatever you call that organization.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, I just I don't think they're going to find her. I think she's dead, and I hate to say that, but I mean, it's been how long? There's no proof of life. They're playing games with the ransom. I mean, why wouldn't you go right to the family? Yeah. Why are you going to TMZ? And honestly, I think there were two people involved, and it went bad, and she died. Yeah. And one of the two people, if there are two people, one's gone, because if you got two people, somebody's going to talk. I think somebody got bumped off too.
Well, I wonder if it would. I mean, she was supposed to have not been able to really survive much without her medicine.
Yep.
And that was a week.
Yep.
Now it's 3 weeks. Maybe they should, you know, there was a movie similar to a kidnapping like that. Mel Gibson, I think, was in it. And he turned around and put the money on the kidnappers.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of getting the son back, he put it and just basically said, you know, I'll give you $2 million to whoever turns in the kidnappers. Because he wasn't sure if his son was, you know, and that was just a movie. I understand that.
Sure.
But, you know, I mean, this is, I don't know, you know, if she was supposed to last a week, you know, at the most without her medicine, and it's been 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's been
so
a long.
I sure hope she's alive.
I do too.
I mean, everybody does.
Yep.
But, you know, maybe the pressure should go on to see if someone turns the kidnapper or kidnappers in for $1 million.
Exactly.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if that would work or not.
I don't know. Darsh, appreciate the phone call. Gemini Opposi, that's her name. Thank you, Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry for blanking that out. But yeah, they're moving forward with that case too, without a body. Tom, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, just a couple of quick things. So you got a secretary that's a tall piece of furniture with two glass doors. It's got the original glass in it. It's a barrel top desk with three drawers below. It dates from about the 1880s.
Wow.
And so that family, though, I'm through that family. I'm Andrew Jackson is my cousin.
Holy smokes. Wow.
Yeah. And then as for me, from when I was a kid, I've got a complete set of Tonka toys with the fire engines. My mom wouldn't let me play with them. I had to periodically take them out of the box, still have the boxes, and I'd have to wax them.
Oh, are you really? Okay, now, do you have, like, the road grader and the crane and all that?
No, I've got all three fire trucks and a ladder truck, and I've got a wrecker, and I've got some other ones, pickup trucks, but everything's in the original box.
Oh, you have to send me pictures of those. I want to see those, man.
Well, that I'd like, but they're 200 miles away in a storage container.
Oh, that's not
but
good.
I'd love to have done that.
You should have them things on display. Tom, appreciate it. I'm running out of time. I'd have those on display.
Yeah.
Jay, I still have my original Nintendo and Super Nintendo systems and most games I purchased with my allowance money, a few Transformers figures my parents bought for me when I was a kid in the 80s, and I still have my original Carolina Panther starter jacket, Ronnie, from the mid-80s.
Nice.
Who else has a starter jacket, Ronnie, from the mid-80s?
You do, I believe, right?
What is... No, I don't. No, you
I'm not,
do.
I never got mine from the 80s. Mine came from the early 90s.
Okay, that's right. I don't have mine anymore. It was my Colorado Rockies, just like your Huskers jacket.
Well, and most of the originals were kind of the pullover style. Mine is a zip-up winter coat, but it is a starter product, yeah.
I got to do a shout-out. I usually don't do this, but I will. Happy birthday to Bev Anderson. It comes from your son, Bev, happy birthday from Nate. Jay, one of my best friends has a brother that has collected every McDonald's Happy Meal toy ever made, still in the original packaging. Now, Ronnie, I know that's not debunked. Some of those bring some serious money.
They can if you have certain early characters, yeah.
I used to think he was a moron. Meanwhile, I put my Bobby Orr rookie card in the spokes of my bike with a clothespin. Oh, we all did that.
Ouch.
So I guess we know who the real moron was. Lord only knows how many valuable baseball cards I destroyed. I used to have a big, a box. You know, old models would come in, you'd put the cars together.
Mm-hmm.
Had a couple of those boxes full of van and chopper cards. They were just like baseball cards. They had a picture of the van on the front or the chopper, then on the back had the stats. And I got it from my stepsister Robin's boyfriend, Doug. I don't know if those things would be worth any. I don't know whatever happened to them.
Well, I just read a story this past weekend of a relative of a family passed away. I can't remember where it was. They were going through the things and found a Honus Wagner baseball card. They just sold it for $18 million.
I didn't have one of those. At least I hope I didn't. Jay, I still have all my old Tonka toys from back in the early 80s. I love old Tonka toys. Slugs are the metal ones. Got to go. State of the Union on the flag stations today. We're back tomorrow at 2. News next here on 970.